He stands in the middle of a crowded street in Kathmandu, surrounded by noise that never seems to stop from the nearly 30 million people who are traditionally Hindu or Buddhist. Motorbikes squeeze through narrow roads, horns echo between old buildings, and tangled power lines hang overhead like webs across the gray sky. Around him, life moves quickly. Vendors calling out, incense drifting from temple doors, prayer flags fluttering in the wind beneath the towering Himalayas in the distance. From the outside, he might look like a Hindu or a Buddhist, almost like everyone else. But inside, he carries questions he has never been able to silence. Since childhood, he has followed the traditions handed down through generations. He has watched sacrifices offered at temples, listened to prayers repeated endlessly, and participated in ceremonies meant to honor ancestors and protect against spirits. Fear and duty have always walked hand in hand. If something bad happened, perhaps the rituals were not done correctly. If blessings did not come, perhaps the spirits were displeased. So he keeps trying, searching. More offerings, more prayers, more effort. Yet deep inside, there is still an emptiness he cannot explain. Sometimes, standing among the crowds, he wonders if anyone else feels it too. That ache, staring for something real. Might there be something greater than traditions, older than memory? Perhaps something or someone stronger than fear? But asking questions in Nepal can be dangerous. Walking away from your family's beliefs can cost everything. To follow anything or anyone else like Jesus is often rejected and grounds to be cut off from communities, opposed by the government, and even abandoned by loved ones. And still, he cannot ignore the growing thought in his heart. What if the truth is not found in rituals to bygone ancestors and gods, but in a relationship with the living God? Recently, he heard someone speaking about Jesus, not as another God to fear, but as a Savior who came near, a God who sees people, loves them, and offers forgiveness freely, not through endless ceremonies, but through grace. For the first time in his life, hope feels possible. And as he stands on the busy streets of Nepal, surrounded by temples, noise, and ancient traditions, listening to the gospel, he realizes something incredible. Maybe the God he has been searching for has been searching for him all along. And not only for him, but all the 200 unreached people groups around him and beyond. Across Kathmandu and beyond, God is now raising up believers who boldly proclaim Christ, make disciples, and carry the hope of Jesus into places where darkness has long held sway. This is a nation of mountains, temples, hardship, and searching hearts. It is a nation where the false promises of rituals cannot satisfy, and where the true God is still calling people to himself. And here, on these crowded streets of Nepal, among the wires, the noise, and the movement of life, the light of Christ is beginning to shine.